baby, I love my little theme song, my little Matty Mo Show theme song. Thank you so much. Custom, I like it. No one else has it. That is a fact. And I'm going to have to share it on the station ASAP. Not tonight, tomorrow for show, though.
You are listening to Inspirato Projecto, and this is Man Behind the Machine.
So what you just heard there was a nice message from Matty Mo Show podcast. I left a theme song for them and also a great promo from Man Behind the Machine. I'm currently walking with Jennifer Shendenen, the vegan extraordinaire. We're going up to Kohl's. I'm going to test. This is a test for the first time where I'm going to try their return Amazon.com return policy. I've never done that before, so we'll see how that evolves. This is the first time I've done something like that. I got these white pants for Yachtly Crew, but they're just cream. They're kind of cream colored. I forgot my microphone at home. We'll see what happens. Oh, shoot. Yeah, that's right. I need my phone for this. Okay, talk to you later. Alright, so I misplaced my... Not misplaced it, but I just didn't... I didn't bring my microphone here, so... We're standing in line now for the Amazon thing. We'll see how this works. I have the app running on the one thing. And I got... my... Gmail opened in a separate tab, so we'll see how much we can record of this before the battery dies. In the meantime, check out the ambient sounds.
Hi!
Hello. Where?
Here's this thing.
Okay. Oh. 2 seconds.
Oh, it's cool. They give you a laser gun.
Yeah, there you go. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And then it's item damage by any chance.
No, it's just the wrong color. Oh, do I need to give you my credit card to refund it back? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
We don't refund it like Kohl's, Amazon does. So as once they receive it, they refund you.
Oh, gotcha, yeah. Gotcha.
We just have to return it to them.
Oh, gotcha.
And I have one more label for you.
Holy cow, I feel so special. I got 3 receipts today.
No, you get one.
Oh.
Confirmation's on top and a 25% coupon and you're good to go.
Cool. All right, cool.
Yeah,
thanks. Thanks a lot. You take care.
Yes.
It was a lot quicker and easier than one might anticipate. So, folks, this is the process you go through if you ever get something from Amazon that you want to return. There's like a little button on there where you go return, and then it'll give you some options. So you can either send it back yourself or... Oh, Jen, look at this. Aye, aye, Captain.
I know.
That's great. Wow, there is a lot... Yeah. I'm seeing a lot more sailing things evolving out there in the world now. A lot more sea creatures and... wow. Interesting. A lot more anchors on clothes.
Oh my god, it's cute.
Oh my gosh.
I think we have to get
ahoy!
That for Joshua.
Little bird on the.
I think we have to get that. It's only like $7.
On the whale.
It's a 4T. It's a size bigger than he is, but I think that's. So
he will grow
cute.
Into that quick.
Yeah.
That guy. He grows so fast.
Because he likes Mickey Mouse.
Oh my gosh.
But because Ella's birthday is coming
Stay
up next
sharp.
Month, so
oh.
I figure I could send these with it just to give him a little something.
Yeah, so he doesn't look at it and go, hey,
anything?
Where's my shirt?
Yeah. Not that he would, he's too young.
Exactly,
to
I know. Gosh, I want to know how you go about making kids' t-shirts, because that would be so fun to make kids' t-shirts.
You just have to get a screen print maker.
I think what I need to do is find whoever these companies are. Softest bodysuit? Oh, Jumping Beans. Jumping Beans seems to be the... Jumping Beans. I gotta keep that in mind. Jumping Beans. Let me get a hold of these folks. I'm going to say, I want to design your shirts. These are just great. Let's see, what is that? Yeah, jumping beans. That seems to be the key, also this one called Carter's. Carter's. Wow. You know, it'd be great if there was a t-shirt that said, I was just thinking if there was a t-shirt that said, my parents are raising me to not be caught in the Matrix. I think that would be great.
I think you have to make that. I don't know.
Higher, it could be called Higher Consciousness t-shirts. Baby, yeah, let's see, what could it be called? Yeah, Higher Consciousness t-shirts. Being nice to people is cool. That could be another one. A little spaceship there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love cooperation. You know, all the roots. We're all involved with reciprocation, whether we like it or not.
Whether we.
Yeah, my mom and dad taught me please and thank you. I take things into consideration. I like to do nice things for people. What would be some of the other good ones? I walk on the right side of the street. On the right side of the sidewalk. Jenny, you could even come up with a line of vegan t-shirts. What are some of them that you'd say?
I don't know offhand. Probably something like peace, love, and animals, or...
Ooh, yeah. Let's go for three designs here. Peace, love, and animals, that's one.
I don't know. I can't think right now. Let me see. I think she said he's a two.
How about I pet animals, not eat them?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, I know. You can't cuddle a steak. You can't cuddle a hamburger.
Yeah, that's
what would be some of these others I could come up with? Let's see. See, this is a great message, but it's sponsored by Nike. Heroes run in the family. Oh, this is a cool one. See ya later, SEA. Wow. For the baby yacht rockers, you could have one that says Yacht Rock Maniac. More on this later. The battery's dying. What in the hell, Sinky? I just learned some new places that Inspirato Projecto is available on. It says here, smart speakers. Your podcast is live on Apple HomePod. Try saying, hey Siri, play the podcast Inspirato Projecto. Your podcast should also be live soon on Google Home. Try saying, hey Google, play the podcast Inspirato Projecto. It's also available on car speakers. So if you have Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, let's see, what does it say about Apple CarPlay? What is this? Opening up a little page here to see what they got to say about it.
see here. Listen to Anchor in your car. Wow. Okay, so all you need is the... Okay, let's see. Alright, so let's see. Plug your phone into the dashboard or connect via Bluetooth if supported. You'll be able to take advantage of an auto-first experience that lets you listen to your favorite anchor stations while keeping your hands on the wheel and eyes on the road. Interesting. Well, there you go. If you happen to have these things, Inspirato Projecto, it's climbing, finding its way into the nooks and the crannies and the morsels and the giblets and the spleens and the capillaries of the interwebs and beyond. I came right in, right at the right time with this thing. I started up this podcast at just the right time, right when they're really kicking in a gear. Yikes. It says here that someone's been listening to it on Google Assistant, which is interesting because earlier today I just saw this thing about Google Assistant. The voice, it sounds like a human being. Let's see here. Google. Human voice. Google Assistant human voice. I saw this. Let's see if we can recreate this thing. Wow. Google Duplex. Oh, wait. Google Assistant. Okay, Google Assistant makes phone call in human voice. So we're going to see how I'm looking this up here. It was interesting. I heard it earlier today and I thought, this is quite interesting. Let's see what we got here.
To help you get things done. It turns out a big part of getting things
okay,
done
let's see, hold
is
on.
Making a phone call. Let's say you want to ask Google to make you a haircut appointment on Tuesday between 10 and noon. What happens?
Let's see.
Seamlessly in the background.
Okay, so here we go. Let's see. Here we go.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to book a woman's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
Sure, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, what time are you looking for around?
At 12 p.m.
We do not have a 12 p.m. available. The closest we have to that is a 1:15.
Do you have anything between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.?
Depending on what service she would like, what service is she looking for?
Just a woman's haircut for now.
Okay, we have a 10 o'clock.
10 a.m. is fine.
Okay, what's her first name?
Wowzers.
Okay, perfect. So I will see Lisa at 10 o'clock on May 3rd.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Great. Have a great day. Bye.
Whoa. So if that's possible, that means that it can get even more real humans. Did you notice the ums and the like the pausing and the voice inflection? Wow. Incredible. So if that's the case, it's going to get to the point where it's going to be able to impersonate people too. Whoa, what does this mean for voice actors? What does that mean for voice actors? They're going to be able to go, you know, type it in and go, we need a voice that's very excited for these three lines. Now we need a voice that's very sad. Now we need a voice that's sort of sad and
yet curious. Okay, for this one, we need one that's asking a question, but more suspiciously. Now we got this one where they're loud, but it's a happy kind of loud, and it's an indoor kind of loud. Jeez. Now for this part, we're going to need this person to have a few pauses between their words.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Wow. It's really incredible to see how this stuff is evolving. Really intriguing.
And now, this.
This podcast is Dino Night.
Good day, good day, good day. I bet you didn't see this one coming. Another. Another. Oh, yeah. That's right. I saved my spot in here, I think, last time. Another, we're going to read from, oh yeah, okay, that's cool. So, I'm going to read from my idea book again. Here we go. What is this? Okay, here we go. So this is from the idea book. We're going to read. Here we go. Compliments, complaints, compliance. Email. ? Attach. Like, and other buttons to website. Oh, there must have been like a like on Facebook or Twitter or something. Attach video responses to cracked video, as well as post something in the forums. That's right, cracked. Cracked magazine. Mad and Cracked magazine, huge influences on me growing up. It's a big dream of mine to draw, to make, you know, to be on the staff for those. And they now, so Cracked is now just only online. And so they got forums, they got videos and stuff. They never put Sylvester P. Smith, which is quite interesting. Here's something. Static cling stickers. Laughing flash mob. Now that's good. A laughing flash mob. I love that idea. Put a big smile on everyone's face, huh? Laughing flash mob. investigate all social networks. Sign up for Eventbrite. What does this say? Preston Rideout on Twitter? Preston Rideout? Circuit Bent CDs. Interesting. Visit Monsters of Filmland forum. Monsters of Filmland. That was started by Forrest Ackerman. I actually substitute taught for his grandson when I used to substitute teach. Famous Monsters of Filmland is a phenomenal magazine. Back in the day, before they had conventions, before people cosplayed, Forrest Ackerman was the first one to cosplay. He dressed up as an alien or something for something. We had, when Max Neptune and the Menacing Squid came out, I sent it in to the Famous Monsters of Filmland Film Festival, and I met Phil Lee. He runs the magazine now, and he showed us the online, his idea for an online magazine, which I thought was awesome. And when it was time for the award ceremony, I showed up wearing a blue alien mask. And I think I just clicked. Or maybe I went boop, 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 boop. I forgot which one. But Dave, poor Dave Uchansky, Colin. Dave Uchansky, Colin Fleming, John Garside. I believe Mary was there. I can't remember. Was she there? I'm trying to think if Nooch was there. Dominic Alfano? Alfaro? No, Alfano. Alfano? Alfaro. I know a Danny Alfaro, Alfano, Alfaro. Danny, I know a Danny, I forgot what his last name is. Alfano or Alfaro? Alfaro. I keep getting those guys mixed up. Their last names, not the faces. Their last names. We just call him Nooch, our special effects guy, who did amazing work for Max Neptune. So we went to the. Oh, remind me. Oh, well, I might as well tell you right now. Today, while we were at Kohl's, there was a section, a section for toddlers. It was a picture of a kid. It was a picture of a kid, and they split the word. So it said TODD, and then right below that it said LER. And I said to Jenny, I go, Jenny, that'd be so funny for a name for a character named Todd Lur. And he's like, hey, I may ride in a stroller, but I can hack into your computer like that. And he looks just like a toddler. He looks just like a toddler. But you know, I mean, the guy, I haven't gotten past further than that. I just love that name, Toddler. Toddler. I've been coming up with a whole list of these names for a while now. Boy, I need to write these things down. One of them was Justin Case. Justin Case. Maybe he carries that's good. A briefcase. He's always got a whole bunch of stuff. Maybe he's a pack rat. And he's got everything you might need just in case. He carries everything just in case you need it. And sure enough, you ask about something. Oh, do you have a... Man, if only we had a Geiger counter right about now. That would be helpful to measure the radiation coming from this cell phone. Justin is like, ah, hold on. Brr, brr, opens up his briefcase. What do we got here? Oh, there you go. Rummages around, gets the Geiger counter. And I imagine the briefcase would be something like in Dungeons and Dragons. One of my favorite things in Dungeons and Dragons was, it was a bag that you could fit anything into. And we would always joke about that. Imagine, ooh, if could you fit yourself inside of it? Imagine if you crawled inside of it. Is there a whole world inside of there? That could be its own Dungeons and Dragons campaign right there. I would call it the infinity bag or something. It could be a whole universe within that bag. Imagine just getting lost in there. So yeah, toddler. Oh yeah, okay, so back to Monsters of Filmland. So I learned at that film festival that Forrest Ackerman, or Forry, they would call him Forry, his nickname, Forrest J. Ackerman, I believe. He showed up dressed in costume. So it was funny that I had shown up to that thing dressed the way I was. Plus, I had a cold, and I had a hard time talking. You know those colds you get, like it's in your throat, and you're just like, and you try to talk, and people are like, what? And then you try to talk louder, but your loudest volume is like a normal volume. Like you're straining, right? You feel like you're just yelling, but it's just a normal volume. And it takes a lot of effort to talk. I don't know if it's happening to you. It's happened to me for sure. And that night in particular, I still wanted to go to the thing. Yet I didn't want to get anyone sick. So I wore the blue alien mask. That was fun. Oh, and this is the cool thing too. Monsters of Filmland, we didn't even enter it for this particular film festival. They actually had a Monsters of Filmland film festival in Roswell, New Mexico. How cool is that? Just to think that Max Neptune, Menacing Squid, played at Roswell. And that's a funny thing. Before that occurred, we had joked about that idea of what if Martian the Kid was actually from, you know, what if he was the ship that crashed at Roswell, and he somehow escaped and went through some kind of portal or something. We're joking about that. Check out Max Neptune and the Menacing Squid. Please, I implore you. It's on YouTube for free. You can see it. John Garside and Colin Fleming, they co-wrote it, co-directed it. Colin did the visual effects, phenomenal visual effects. John, wow. He told me, what did he say, 2 weeks or 4 weeks? Animating a 12-second, it was a 12-second shot of me, of Max Neptune, running down this, I ran down this dirt path. And I was the scene I'm running through from a UFO that can walk, actually. And ran down it. He goes, run down that thing like you're Indiana Jones being chased by the boulder. I said, you got it, dude. You got it, dude. There's an inside joke between us. He started it. You got it, dude. Tell me where that's from. Tell me that where that's from. You got it, dude. So he spent a long time just rotoscoping me out just so Colin could move, put that UFO in there. The shot was worth it. I got to tell you, easy for me to say. I didn't do the work. But it looked good. It really looked good. That was just so cool to know that it played in Roswell, New Mexico. Ooh, interesting. Everyone is a flower, a book comparing different personality types. Everyone is a flower. That's cool. Babies talking with Alan Watts talking about D.A. in background. D.A. D.A.? D-A? Da. Oh, Da! Baby's talking with Alan Watts, talking about Da in background. Baby's talking with Alan Watts, talking about da in background. That's right. When kids go da, da, he's saying they're not saying dad. They're not trying to say dad. They're saying that. They're going that, that, that. They're trying to say that. Ma. When they say ma, ma, they're not saying mom. They're saying ma, ma, as in Maya. It's, oh boy, it goes deep. It goes deep. Look it up. Alan Watts. I love Alan Watts. He's a huge influence to me. Look at this little message here. Christabel with Lynch. Interesting, isn't it? Christabel ended up being Tammy Preston on Twin Peaks. Wait a second. Shit, you gotta be kidding me. Okay, you guys, I can't remember if I told you this or not, but this, oh my God. Okay, so I started this, here we go. Thank God I wrote the date down of when I started this thing. March 19th, 2004. March 19th, 2004 is when I started this. Hmm. This is evidently before. So it's right here at the very beginning. This is a flashback. Okay, so date is March 19th, 2004. It says here, it's strange for me to walk, talk, balk, mock, grok, stop. I hate my own penmanship, and I hate the act of writing, but here it is, the date, March 19th, 2004. I love how it looks right now. I am creating a valley here on the page. The words are actually moving a tiny bit. He has, that's a, and then there's a picture of a strange being here. He has the something. And then a word on this page. Is that a guess or a fact? A series of drawings. Lots of drawings. There's a picture of a crazy wild-eyed guy here. It says, one atrocity after another led him through a twisty abandonment of actual events. I'm a, you're a, he's a, she's a, it's a. This too. Note from a little kid from when I substitute taught. Good luck on your Max Neptune mission, Kurt. M-I-S-H-O-N. So that was 2004. Holy cow. I accidentally, now I'm tuning back to the middle here. Okay, so Twin Peaks Season 3 didn't come out until, I wonder if the word Tammy is anywhere on this page. That would explode my brain big time. Oh my God. Dude, okay, oh God, so Season 3 came out last year, 2017, Christabel, who created an album that David Lynch produced, she stars as the character Tammy Preston. Interestingly enough, the book, The Secret History of Twin Peaks, is very much big time involved with that character, Tammy Preston. Archivist, the archivist. Funny thing is, I am an archivist. As I've frequently said, all of what I'm doing here, these are all archives. Plus, I love that word. I love the word archives. It just sounds so just mysterious and official, I suppose, at the same time. Now, here I am in this book. It says here, Preston write out on Twitter? I need to investigate that. But the main thing here is it says Preston. That's on the left side of the page. And on the right side of the page, right under this thing, Baby's Talking with Alan Watts, talking about Da in background, which I just said that, right? We were just talking. Here's this. Krista Bell with Lynch. Look at that. Another accidental prediction. Oh, God. You know, you guys, we just could not escape from this stuff if we tried. And why would we want to try? Why would we want to explain away the magic? Why would we want to break out the facts and the figures and the odds and the probabilities? I'll tell you what the probability is. Probability is there's a hell of a lot more exciting, surprising, unknown, mind-blowing circumstances out there in the world than there are not. Think about that. Right? Shit, man. Okay, so this says here, pull a Belafonte, a term used when someone falls asleep when talking to them. Belafonte. Belafonte, that's got to be in reference to something. Did Harry Belafonte, did he have necrophilia? Is that? No, that's not the right word. What's the one where you fall asleep? Is that it? Necrophilia. That's sex with dead people, right? Narcoleptic. 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 One of them is dead, one of them is sleeping. Narcoleptic. Oh, shit. Ooh, so what if you're a narcoleptic is someone who falls asleep. Ooh, so that's good. So a narcoleptic is someone who, frequently just falls asleep. What if you're what if you're a necroleptic? You're someone who pretends to play dead. No, man, that's what this is, pull a Belafonte, a term used when someone falls asleep or talking to him. I love it. Ooh, this is good. A villain named Fingernails. Oh, sheesh, that's a good one. A villain named Fingernails. Oh, God. Oh, no. Could you imagine the trouble they get into? Imagine they have... They got just the strong fingernails, and they just scratch people to death. Ooh, God, what a terrible way to go, getting scratched to death. Oh, I don't even want to think about it. Ooh, I don't want to think about it. But there it is. It's on the page. A villain named Fingernails. Oh, yeah, Occupy song. I must have really wanted to make an Occupy song, because I said I read on a different page about that Occupy song. Which is just such a funny idea to me. Like, oh, I'm just going to set my tent up right here. I'm just going to go ahead and put this in the front yard of the city hall. What a funny thought, huh? You thought we were out of sight, out of mind. Guess again. Here's private property. Bam! We're going to sleep here. Ooh, here's a good one. The Illustrating Lawyer. That's good. The Illustrating Lawyer. What would that be? Guy be a lot about. Ooh, maybe he's got a whiteboard. He's right there. He's so good at his drawings. He draws them fast. Like you see those drawings on YouTube where they describe something and you see the, you know what I'm talking about? Like the, it's almost like a time lapse kind of thing, kind of slightly. And it's someone just going. That's the sound of the marker. Drawing. Yeah, there we go. Movies telling the same story from different perspectives. Now, see, I didn't find out about Rashomon, if I'm even pronouncing that correctly, until recently. Rashomon. I guess in that movie you see the different perspectives of... So you never really truly get the right story. Oh, someone was telling me. I think... Was it Mike Schlitt? No, it was John Marshall. John Marshall, the production designer on Black Pumpkin and Bloody Bobby. If you want to see something that John Marshall did, check out Batman and Robin. He was the guy who Joel Schumacher told to put the nipples on the costume. Poor John Marshall is responsible for that. Isn't that funny? John Marshall. I know the man who put the nipples on the costumes, on the Batman costumes. Bat Robin, too, while we're at it. So John Marshall did the production design. He built the Batcave. He was responsible for getting the Batcave made. And also, you know that cool fight scene that goes on in the... I remember when I saw that, I'm like, wow, this is interesting. They're fighting in an alley, and there's a lot of neon here. Those guys have neon. They're fighting. John Marshall. John Marshall did that. He also built a house that got burned down in some movie. I forgot what that was. But yeah, movies telling the same story from different perspectives, which we're starting to see a lot of that stuff now in TV shows, actually. We're seeing the different perspectives. You get the one side of the story, and then bam, it's revealed to you there's a whole another extra side to it. TeachersOnReserve.com. It's so funny. All the way since then, you know, I've still been playing with that idea. Ooh, here's a good one. What is this? It's a name for a character or something. Primordial Overlord. Millionaire by day, spy... Here he goes. This is a different thing. Millionaire by day, spy by night. Rockford Files, old look. So it looks like the Rockford Files, basically. Millionaire by day, spy by night. And his theme song is, he's a millionaire, a millionaire. Sending psychics to earthquake... Oh, here's one. Sending psychics to earthquake sites to find trapped people. Here's another one. Here's a good... this is a title for something. My Figure Eight Adventures. Eight is a number eight. My Figure Eight Adventures. Ooh. Here's an old song I forgot about. Lawrence and I wrote this. Here we go. This is called Take a Shot. Let's see if I remember the lyrics to this. Wow, it's been a while since I sang this one. Interesting. And then that'll be the end of tonight's idea book extravaganza. I've already said too much. Let's see if we can... see. Oh gosh, how do they do that? Oh yeah.
Excuse me, sir, I have a favor to ask. flavor in that flask. Today has been one of my worst. A few kind words could quench my thirst. What is real? What is real? I think that I forgot.
Wait. That's what it was. Yeah.
What is real? I think that I forgot. I need more proof. I'll drink it in this shot.
There we go.
My eyes are open, but I'm asleep. I'm getting tired of counting sheep.
Oh, that's good.
My eyes are open, but I'm asleep. I'm getting tired of counting on sheep. Will kill the squares inside. Stuck in a box you cannot hide. They're not real. I think that they forgot. Memories of youth. They wish for one more shot. They wish for one more shot. They wish for one more shot. Excuse me, sir, are you up to the task? Can you help me to remove this mask? I'm only a clown. I'm so happy with what I found. This is real, and it's all that I got. I will fly from a cannon, I'll be shot. From a cannon, I'll be shot. From a cannon, I'll be shot.
I'm surprised I remember those chords. Wow. Wow. So that's, from the perspective of someone who's just ready to get out of the matrix. Everyone's ready to get out of the matrix, but they don't, a lot of these minds don't realize it yet because they're so stuck in it. Because they're going, I'm unsatisfied. I'm, there's something more. This can't be all there is to life. The daily grind, the hamster wheel, the going and staying in the same place. There's that old phrase, let's see if I'm butchering it or not. How do we ever know that our thoughts are our own? How do we ever know? How can we ever truly claim that what we're saying is our own? How do we do that? How do we do that? How do we tell? Might be interesting in that moment in time, should we decide to investigate, should we decide to go down the rabbit hole. Might be good in that moment when we have an opinion about something, like right now. How do I know that what I'm saying to you is from my own brain or something that came to me through one of my influences? The interesting thing is about influences and about what we're magnetized towards. What is it about that thing that magnetizes us towards it? Does it just remind us of some wonderful memory? Some wonderful experience that we shared with someone? Is that why we like it? Yet what about those times that we hear something we've never heard like that before, that there's no frame of reference for, and we're just like, whoa, whoa. In that moment, for those of us who are used to, you know, sort of seeking approval from others, those kinds of mindsets, might find themselves wondering, what do I do now? What would my church group say if they knew that I liked this? What would my parents say? What would my friends say? What would my book club have to say about this choice that I'm making right now? About this thought, about this excitement. This is why I find it's been so rewarding to not watch conventional television since ...2001 maybe? I think there was a year when I moved out here where we actually did have some kind of TV of channels, some kind of cable. It's been so long ago, I can't even remember. I do know that I watch Netflix. I do know that I watch YouTube. I do know that I find ways of seeing Westworld on the internet. I do know that I follow my heart towards what is exciting. I do know that I get itchy and feel an invisible straitjacket enveloping me when I am at people's houses and they got TV on, particularly the news, particularly political stuff. If it doesn't feel good, well, I'll put this, if it feels good, if it resonates with my higher self, my excitements, my joys, I like to move towards it. Now, this goes along with this. Now, there's that idea out there that There are what are called oversouls, and like the analogy that it's been compared to is a whale is an oversoul of like dolphins. So it's almost like there are these aspects of this thing. So there's an oversoul, and then there are aspects of that various reflections, spectrums. And so this is why when we sense a familiarity with a stranger and we're walking through a train station or we're walking along and bam, and we go, you catch a glimpse of this person, you go, what the heck? I feel like I know that person. In that moment, that's the time to go talk to them. Or that's the time I go to talk to them. It's makes me happy to know that I have an answer to a question. The answer is going to be, in many cases, something that we could never imagine on our own. It's like when the hosts on Westworld start waking up to the fact that they've been manufactured. Wow. So with that in mind, with the aspects, it's been said that, for instance, if we have an affinity towards science fiction movies, and we happen to like UFOs, aliens, we like the unknown, we might have been involved with that sort of thing in a past life. Or when we see people on TV or musicians, we go, huh, that person contains the same vibe I do. Huh, this resonates with me. Today, for the first time, I took a bath in ozonated water. I ran that water in a bathtub. And, oh, by the way, I've been purchasing, I recently got, I was reading online about how good it is, how much farther it lasts. Bars of shampoo, like a shampoo bar. So I was looking all over just for natural. And so I ended up getting this one. It was like 5 ounces. Found it on Etsy. Some gal makes them. And I got it, and it's got tea tree oil. It's got canola oil. It's got coconut oil. Just in some, I don't know. It's just all purely natural. So I've been washing my hair with that, and wow. Big, very, very big difference. Very big difference than bottles of shampoo. So I ran the water in a bathtub, and I took that bar, and I just kind of, you know, put it under the water a little bit, just so there's just a little bit. And then I, filled it up enough, and then I brought over the ozonator, and I plugged it in. I put the little hose with the porcelain ball on there, and every 5 minutes or so, I'd kind of move the little ball around in the bathtub just so it moved to a different area. And then I on my phone, on the iTunes, I searched for binaural meditation. And I turn out the light, set the phone down, got in the bathtub, closed my eyes, laid back, just felt so calm. I said, okay, this is kind of my poor man's version of a sensory deprivation tank. This is my poor man's version of it. And I just laid there. And I just let that ozone water seep into my pores. Seep into my pores. I let the music take me away. It was like, it was infusing that water. And wow, I came out of that. I don't even know how long I was in there. I came out of that. Whoa, I had the biggest buzz. Biggest buzz, man. It was like I had drank like a very strong coffee. Strong coffees. And wowzers. That was something else. That was something else. I still feel the buzz. I felt the buzz when I went out to the Kohl's today with Jenny to return that Amazon thing. Pants. To go back to Amazon. I still feel the buzz. I'm not tired. I'm not tired. It's got that grainy, you know, like when you drink enough coffee and you just feel like there's like a graininess, kind of a centeredness. The buzz is great. So I'm going to do this more often, I think. Also, I noticed that first thing in the morning, actually today, so I had these strawberries that when my mom was in town way back in December for Christmas, we got some strawberries off a guy off the side of the road, a lot of strawberries. So we put a lot in the freezer, and they've just been sitting in there. And so I went online and I looked, and it turns out you can keep strawberries for about 10 months. And before they go bad, you can freeze them for that long. And I'm like, oh, yeah, man. So I thawed them out. While they're thawing out, I ozonated water for 20 minutes. This is this morning before I ate anything. Plus, I've heard it's very good to drink water first thing in the morning and before you fall asleep. I drank ozonated water before I fell asleep the night before, too. So, 20 minutes. I put it on the machine, number 5. 5 is the number of synchronicity, by the way. I ozonated the water. Strawberries were ready. I poured the water into the magic bullet. Or you could use any kind of blender, I'm sure. This magic bullet is great. Poured it in there. Put the strawberries in there. I cut the tops off of the strawberries. Cut the leaves off. Put those strawberries in there. Grinded it up. Drank it. Oh, it tasted so good. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Oh, man. That gave me a buzz. And then it was later on. You know, it was later on. I took a bath in it. Wow, man. Oh, man. So good. I suggest find an ozonator. Get an ozonator. You've probably heard me sing songs about it. This one is the ozone generator, the A2Z ozone generator. I'll give you the model number at some point. It doesn't really say it on here. I'll tell you guys at some point what it is. It's the same model that Mike Schley, my buddy, told me about. And now my brother Josh has one, and my dad has one. My buddy Dave Uchansky's getting one for his mom. His mom's been having a lot of crazy spells, just falling down, confused, all this stuff. Check out Type in 100 benefits of ozone therapy. Wow. Wow. Big time wow. That's all for now. Holy cow, this thing's getting long. I'm going to add this to the other things I did earlier. You take care. Keep the Inspirato flowing. Feel free to subscribe on iTunes. Keep that in mind.